Yes, sir. Greeting this morning. Father, we thank you as we come in your presence in honor of your son Jesus and with great and grave respect to the Holy Spirit. As ministers of the gospel, you will give us the revelation and the relationship that we need to carry out the call that you put on our lives, the vision that you put on our lives, the assignment that you've given each one of us. There are always some things we need to learn and things to overcome and things to conquer. And so you help us this morning by your spirit to yield to your way of doing things. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to first of all start off with 3 or 4 things before I start in the lesson. I want to make sure that all absentees are checked. I need a report on why they were not there. So I need to get that to Leroy Jr. for me on today because I don't know why they weren't here because it's so important what we're going to talk about today. And then secondly, the money coming conferences. I need everybody to participate. In other words, a lot of times we can't travel. I understand it because we're fighting financial problems. Now there are some who travel with me all the time. Say like I throw a name out, Melvin Washington. He out of Baton Rouge. He'd be there all the time. He just traveling. A lot of motor boys just travel all the time. And girls. George has a girl. George be there all the time. And there'll be a day you'll be able to get there. These money coming conferences are so important because as you're covering and in our covenant relationship, things that are coming out of my mouth are anointed, if not for anybody else, besides my ministry here in Darrell headquarters, is you because you're part of the organization, you have a connection with me. So here's what I want you to do. Those who cannot be there personally, like I'm going to Brazil, like I'm going to Chicago where I am, you cannot be there personally. You must be in attendance by internet, and the only way that we're gonna know you're in attendance by internet is you must send an offering. I don't care if you send 50 cents, send an offering. Because we need to know that you plugged in. And don't send me no offering and you're not listening. Because what I want in our organization, stop fighting money problems. We should not. As your father being an apostle of finances and you connected and connected properly, finally your financial drought should be over. So this is the way we're going to deal with that problem. So I want all of you who are on this line, all of you who connected, even the absentee, always to be at the Money Comers Conference, either personally or by internet. So take care of that for me. Another thing I want to bring to your attention is remember this, the covenant connection and protection will call for at time for fatherly correction. Remember that. Remember that. See, we're going to talk about the transition we aim to make in LTMA to go back to the Elijah relationship or to Moses, Joshua relationship or to Paul and Timothy relationship. And it's going to take something for us to get back there because we've come through so many generations of competition and generation of people just being the organization. It's all about money. It's all about numbers. And that's not what we're pursuing here. We're pursuing a father, sons, and daughter relationship. And I think we're on our way of accomplishing that. Now, I'm only saying this for direction or for your hearing so we can have a straightened idea about this. There are two corrections I had to make. I won't call no name. There's two corrections. They'll know who I'm talking about. Number one, I want to make sure that you stay connected to your first love. Don't let no organization come in, make no offer, no business, nothing pull you from your calling. You can have these things, but they cannot be in priority. You got to keep your priority on your assignment from God. That's the only way God can bless you. That's the only way I can get you blessed. And so we made a correction. I made a correction, and the person that I made the correction with, I talked with him yesterday. They got it lined, they're working on it, and I'm so thankful as their father that they was obedient as a child. Another correction I did yesterday is a person who had broken covenant with the apostle, with myself, we should not run with them, should not minister for them, should not be in association with them, because one man said it well. If you're with somebody who has some bone to pick, they're finally going to say something in front of you that you're going to have to deal with. You don't need to put yourself in that scenario. So if a person is not in full fellowship with your covering or have improperly hallowed your covering, never, I don't care, never accept no appointment from them and never have them in your pulpit. That's very important. And it's, you know, it's not control. See, government seems like control, but it's not control. It's to keep you out of contamination. You know, I shared with you, I'm open to sharing with you that my ministry is at complete rest financially. My staff, I got, matter of fact, I have my staff, inner staff is in the office with me now, because I want to resurrect two birds with one shot. You know, they say kill two birds with one shot. I want to resurrect two birds with one shot. I want them to hear some of the things that I'm going to share with you this morning. But there are times they're going to have to be correction for protection and be given direction. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. This transition that we, I think that we are trying to, that we are making in LTMA is so powerful that it will produce such results that each one of our ministry can change and come up to par with the assignment, with the anointing, the provision, everything we need. But listen to this statement as an opening statement, and then I'll go through some direction for you. A generation of ministry gifts have been stuck in Satan's weaknesses that we must identify and conquer in our covenant relationship through father and sons and, you know, daughters, through connection and covering being carried out properly. Now, there are six or seven weaknesses I want to talk about. I don't know how many I'm going to get old, but I want to read them out and whatever the Spirit of God tell me. The generation of ministers are all split and a lot of stuff going on. Now, you got good ministers, don't get me wrong, but a lot of it is just sloppy. And here are some of the faults. Here are some of the problems we got to correct. This generation is extremely talented, but equally selfish. Equally selfish. Number two, the second weakness is their thinking paradigm or pattern. They're idealistic, but not realistic. We got to make sure we're on the line there. Thirdly, they want to be high achievers, but are unwilling to pay the price. You know, we've had people trying to join the organization, they just want to ride piggyback. Fourthly, this 21st century generation often start well, but lack the power to finish strong. I remember many years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I heard at Creflo Dollar Church, Phil Godot preaching, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. It never left me. Fifthly, another feature that they observe all things, but lack accurate perception. Number six, many in this generation complain about every limitation, but have no prevailing mentality. You find out a little snag come, they give up, try some other way. Still trust in the word. Lastly, this generation know the excitement of celebration, but has not learned the tears of sacrifice. And so that's important, those seven things there. I may touch on them in a few minutes, but I want to go over to the aspect of this fatherly thing, the legacy of the father. I thought when I studied that, I thought it was real powerful. And I want to go through a few things with you because of our father and son relationship and how it's not completely understood, properly carried out in what we aim to do. It says here that the legacy of the father, God gives life to all people everywhere through one man whom he created to reproduce himself in two. And he talked about he created a man for to bring forth or to circumcise men and women like Joshua was circumcised by Moses. this transition of generation is still wandering in the wilderness, waiting for Joshua to circumcise them and bring them into covenant sonship. That's what I wanted to tell you. This transition of generation, and I know we're in transition, is still wandering in the wilderness, waiting for Joshua to circumcise them and bring them into covenant sonship. Secondly, they need the fathers who can lead them into the promised land. Thirdly, the apostolic fathers will bring God's grace into manifestation in their lives. See, bring God great. There's certain things. See, we're talking about government again. We're talking about the fivefold ministry gift we have not known. We all, to a certain degree, separate our own self. I'm a pastor, you know, I'm a prophet, I'm so and so. But there's divine orders, there's divine ranks that God is placing in our lives. Another thing is their attitude and behavioral weaknesses can be healed within this generation if they choose to accurately connect with the model fathers that God is raising today. Accurately connect. It seems hard sometimes the way the 12 and myself have to deal with certain issues, but that's only accurately connecting, protection, covering. That's what it's all about. I mean, now if you just want a lot of ministers and want to receive an offering, and become buddy-buddy, friend-friend, then you cannot accomplish what the Bible talks about. The assignment of the Father has become more clearly defined than in the past. Here's two things. We must walk them into the fullness of all that God has prepared for them. Walk them through the dangers that are peculiar to all those who are in transition. Very important. The Father wisdom can protect and help them from falling prey to the spirit of error. The Father has to watch over this generation with great care and tenacity. Now here's some danger that we have to watch out for. I want you to watch out for. The danger of celebrating the success of their father without understanding the processes that led them there. See? The danger of celebrating the success of their fathers without understanding the process. See, I got to get you in the process. We got to get in the process. How I got here. How my ministry is in complete rest. Like I said, I got my inner staff in here. I don't have no staff problem. We don't have no money problem. I really don't have no membership problem. It just the word is working. And it took effort and it took time and it took a lot of prayer to accommodate this, but I know how to share it with ministers and how to get you in the position that the doors, the gates, and the windows will come open in your ministry. Here's another danger. Now get the first one out. Celebration without understanding the process. Celebrate without understanding the process. That cannot happen. You got to understand the process before you celebrate, because you got to produce something before you're able to celebrate. The second thing is, they are in danger of assuming a position of favor without knowing the price paid for a personal stature. You see, favoritism is a flaw in helping people to get where they need to go. I think favoritism needs to be replaced with the fight of faith. This morning I was awakened by the Spirit of God, and God said, "Do you want to think my thoughts?" I said, "Absolutely." He says, "My thoughts is nothing is impossible." He says, "My thought is that everything is possible. You're going to think with me, that's the way you're going to have to think." Well, you know, we got scriptures to back that up, and so I received that, and that's the way we all should think, that I don't believe there's nothing impossible for your ministry. I don't believe there's no breakthrough impossible. I don't believe there's no snare or trap or trouble that may persecute and try to come on your ministry that cannot be corrected. We just got to keep digging, keep praying, keep respecting one another, keep walking together, keep holding hands, keep loving one another, keep forgiving one another. We got to keep doing this. But you don't want to assume a position of favor. Now, I've had men who try to join LTMA, and instantly, some of my men or women in the organization said, no, that's not going to happen here, because you're not going to submit. You coming trying to get a ride on the jet, or you coming trying to ride the apostle name, or you coming to try to set up an apostle faith, and that's not going to happen. So they discouraged them, because it's not going to happen. The next thing is they're in danger of enjoying the abundance without having the wisdom to manage and multiply it. And so this is why I tell you about the Money Coming Conference. This is why it's so important on these impartation calls. That's why it's so important in the tier meetings for you to be present, because there's always an impartation going on. There's always a development going on. Are you following me? Okay, now so the next thing is, they're in danger of loving what their fathers hated without discerning their own consequences. All right, so now, I may break that down further, but we're supposed to love the same thing, hate the same thing. Mm-hmm. If we're going to operate, I remember the principle I learned. I was so excited. I remember Gideon Army, and I remember another scenario as one man principle. That's so important that we function together. And sure, there's going to be some hurt sometimes. Sure, there's going to be some pain. Sure, there's going to be some operation sometimes. But that's fine. There's going to be time we're going to have joy. There'll be time we'll have no problem. There'll be time we're just rejoicing. But right now, we're building, and it's like building a house. You know, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. It's like building. We've got to build with wisdom. We've got to build with understanding. We've got to build with knowledge, that when your ministry gets set, you'll be able to flow in your ministry like God had designed for you to be in leadership and flow in your ministry. Then there's a danger of squandering the legacy. I'm aiming to pass on a legacy to you, and I shake in my booth when I think about Gehazi, the difference between Gehazi and Elisha. Elijah got the legacy, Gehazi got the leprosy, because he didn't do what's right. He didn't follow instruction. He didn't stay under the Father's covering. He got anxious and wanted to be like the Father in everything before his time, not going through the process. And then there's the danger of just knowing the acts of their father without knowing the ways of God of their father. See, that's so important. Not only the acts, you need to know the ways. He showed the acts to the children of Israel, I think in the 103rd Psalm, but he showed his ways to Moses. Another thing that a danger that we have to deal with, because we're dealing with various dangers, watch out for various dangers, being in danger of carelessly pursuing the benefits of the journey rather than the course of the destiny. Benefit. If you learn the course, the benefit will never be no problem. You know, you got to ask yourself. I think sons and daughters, by the grace of God, we have so much evidence in proof of my leadership towards you. Most of y'all have been out here in Darrow, nowhere, and how successful God has made everything both in my spiritual life, in my family, and in my ministry. And the word of God did it. You know, through weaknesses, I trust his strength. And I want the same. That's why I constantly talk to y'all about your family. I talk to your children. I talk to your grandchildren, because I want it to happen. You're going to have some mistake down the line. Some going to make mistakes. We got to forgive them, love them, and rise them back up. All right. God is raising a group of spiritual fathers who will dig in and plow through, so that this ensuing generation will cross over to take over. You see what I'm saying? Cross over to take over. And that's my job as your leader. I want to put you in a position where we can not have to fake it, but make it. And then God is calling a new system of check and balances by bringing an alliance of true fathers and their son. And see, nothing. I don't want to be a part of nothing that ain't got no check and balances. You got to have check and balances, see. And so That's important when you have the 12 checking. Sometimes I'll tell them make a call. Sometimes Leroy Jr. tell them make a call. Just receive the call and answer the best way you can. The legacy is being transferred in the spirit so that those who are waiting can know that they will never need to be disappointed. There's a way that seemed right to a man, the Bible said, but the end thereof is death. I'm going to go over a few of these points of these weaknesses. I want to give you a scripture now to hold on to for the first one about this generation, extremely talented but equally selfish. There's a scripture in Luke 16:15 which says, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." An abomination being a source of utter disgust or intense dislike. Actually, what it says is a black beast. It just, you know, I took the word out black because why we always got to be black beasts. Can't be a white beast, but I just said beast, you know. But Luke 16:15 is a verse that I need you to look at. Now, when you talk about a generation extremely talented but equally selfish, I want to read one or two things with you and see what the Lord wants to do with it. We live in an era now where self-effort and opinion is what man wants to project. Now, a lot of psychology have gotten into the church. A lot of science of the mind, positive thinking. And sometimes we grab some of this stuff out of the book, and I have dealt with it. Matter of fact, while I'm talking about this, let's go back to the grace correction. I listened 40 to 50 hours of some materials on grace teaching, and really thought that it was online. And boy, I was excited. I was about to pass it on to you all, and I was going down. But apostolically, the Lord sent me in as a spy, because I got to a certain extent, I got scratching in my spirit, and so I started praying Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, where we find mercy and grace to help in time of need. And I wouldn't leave from praying with that. I know I just kept praying. Finally, about 3 o'clock in the morning, one morning, in the night watch, the Lord awakened me and says, "Balance grace with the whole counsel of God. Grace must be balanced with the whole counsel of God." And then I went back and found out that scriptures are being taken out. A little leaven mess up the whole lump. I found out that the small foxes spoil the vine. So I had to go back and make some corrections. So in the apostolic address in the minister's conference, if you don't have it, you need to get it, because it'll give you a balance. I dealt with it. I'm going to deal with it some more later, but I just dealt with it and back out, because that thing was so cunning, had me saying things. I've been in the ministry 40 years, saying things that I know that wasn't balanced on what the Lord had taught me. But I now know that in this apostolic position, I have to get ready for that. I'm dealing with worship now. So online and whatever way you want to contact Leroy, I'm dealing with the pretensions of worship. How I jump on these subjects because I won't tell you these things. How that a lot of time talent blocked the glory. It brings forth emotion and excitement without enlightenment and empowerment. And so here, Word of Life headquarters is in a transitional period. I set the whole choir down, and I found out that you appoint these people. These people don't vote and volunteer and all that. You appoint them because a lot of them up there is just in talent, but they're not in the spirit. And the whole worship service within 4 weeks, 3 weeks have turned a dynamic change. Now the gifts of the spirit are working and supernatural manifestation are coming. So in the near future, you'll be hearing more about correct worship. I think Patrick did a good job. He taught you about worship. He said you can't go straight to worship. You first got to go through Thanksgiving, what you're thanking for his goodness. Secondly, I know I'm jumping subject, but I'm just trying to deal with all I'm dealing with. And secondly, you must praise him for his greatness, and then you worship him for his holiness. And you might get a tip. I give seven supernatural pocket you can put your heart and your hand into, all right? Let me go back to this generation's extremely, what's my time factor here? Talented and equally selfish. That's on an hour, that's been on an hour.
Yes, sir.
Equally selfish. The second man, they are individualistic and are delighted with self-expression at all costs. We want to stop this. They have a flair to explore personal performance to enhance their self-image and identity. We want to stop that. He must increase, I must decrease. They prefer to find personal evaluation around performance and self-achievement. We can't do that. We got to give God the glory. Mm-hmm. They are gifted and graced by God, much in all of these external, but the power of self and its pleasure are despised by God. The second weakness is their thinking paradigm. Idealistic, you know, I gave them to you in the beginning, but I'm going to expound on them in a few minutes. But not realistic. They are talented and skilled with different graces. They want, now listen very carefully. My, this one really touched me. They want to receive the best of everything, but are absolutely impatient to work through the processes from ground zero. You know, one of the things that the Lord said to Jeremiah, and I think it's part of my assignment as your father or as your covering, he told Jeremiah, he called Jeremiah to build, but he told him he wanted some things he had to tear down. And I think we all got some things we need to tear down at one time or another. Just let it go, man. They love to cut corners on the process so they can get their desired result at all costs. See, we got to stop cutting corners. Because if you cut a corner, if you get somewhere before you're supposed to arrive, you're not going to be able to handle that level. Another way they talk about it is, we're talking about it, the apostle talking about this, he says, the attempt to get the best result while violating the processes to get there ethically. See, we don't want that to happen. Here's another one. This beating the system is latched to their thinking pattern. Beat the system. I ain't going through all that, man. You know, one man in the organization, we had very few people dropped out of LTMA. One man in the organization, one of my leaders told him to read a book, and he answered back with indignation, you know, like he wasn't supposed to do it. Like he was all that, you know, and so he gone, and he missed a chance. And then I gave him a second chance, and he didn't follow through with it. Again, I give him a second chance, he didn't find a way through it, you know. So this beating the system is latched to their thinking pattern. They're going to get in, but they're going to do what they want to do. Only the spirit of truth and righteousness can correct these weaknesses. And that's what we want to deal with. We want to deal with the spirit of truth. Thirdly, I'm almost through, but I'm going to go over a few more. I've been going about a half hour now. Thirdly, they want to be high achievers, but are unwilling to pay the price. Unwilling to pay the price. Watch this. They often chose the path to piggyback on others to get to where they want and to get what they want. Or they parasite on your connection to thumb a ride at the cheapest cost. I heard you, Dr. Farb. You said amen. I heard you. And it's not you. I mean, you're not talking about you because you're one of my most faithful sons. Been with me the longest, I think. Patrick did holler, not the longest. Number four. Folks in this 21st century generation often start well but lack the power to finish strong. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. Then I may close. Let's talk about it for a few minutes because I'm giving out a lot of information. Their excitement is often confused with passion. You know, they start out, they're real excited, and they confuse it with passion, but passion will go the long haul, you see. Passion will take a whooping and stand back up and say, what way are we going? Excitement, you know, the person says, I ain't got to put up with all this. Dr. Thomas called, what are you calling me for? Calling me on the carpet for? You know, you're going to be calling me on the carpet. I know as much as he know. It's just stupidity, you know. They do not have the needed depth for the long haul, see. But like the power to finish, they don't have the needed depth. And so my job is aiming to bring you into a depth. I've hit so many levels, you know. And remember now, I'm talking about God. But I've hit so many levels. You know, I preach in Madison Square Garden. I preach with Kenneth Hagin. I preach with Kenny Coburn. I preach with Fred Price. I preach with, I've been on Fred's board. I preach with Creflo Dollar. You know, just et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I preach for Bishop Martin. You know, I just, you know, I've been around the ropes. I've been around. And, you know, I left a lot of these places by divine direction, because I remember there's an episode when Dr. Price and Dr. Hagin had some discrepancy because of Dr. Hagin's son in ministry. Some things had been said. Well, I'm down in the country. I didn't know too much what was going on, but Dr. Price called me. I know enough. He called me and said, Leroy, I want to talk with you. I said, yes, sir, Dr. Price, go right ahead. When he started talking, I said, hold up, Dr. Price. I said, now, if you expected me to separate from Brother Hagin, I'm not doing that. I'll come between you, make a charge between you and Brother Hagin. That's absolutely not going to happen. Because they both was a blessing to me. Okay? And so, on another occasion, I was in a meeting, and he was talking indirectly. And I just asked him, I said, Dr. Price, are you talking to me? Because I wanted to make sure. I always was straight like that, you know. Respect, but I always was straight. Then I finally decided I had to resign from the board because it was getting to be a split thing. And so you don't be afraid to walk away from something that looked like it's so successful, because I believe had not I walked away from so many things, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in now. Brother and sister, I trusted God. And, you know, I often say now, Dr. Price and I are living the same lifestyle now. He's living no different than I'm living. He's flying no different than I'm flying. House no different than my house. It just, the external facts or manifestation of what it means to really go for the long haul and learn things that you should. The internal dynamics to patiently follow through is not built in them. Patiently follow through. You got to follow through. These boys actually jerking the line. The 12, they will check you about things. If you get hot and can't stand a checking, you're not going to make it. But I tell you what, those who stay with me, the end result is going to be such a blessing, because we'll learn, we'll cut all, we'll operate, we'll do whatever we need to do to make your talent come out like never before. I just want to say this to you. I think the 12 have done a good job. I think you have done a good job. I'm always like I'm cutting at you, but I recognize to be on this line like this, there must be some contact of continuity that you want to be here. I mean, you from your business schedule, some of y'all in your cars, you're at different places, some of y'all on the job. I exalt you as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to stay connected, do what you got to do to stay connected, stay strong. It's not rulership, it's not dictatorship, it is rule of engagement. Mm-hmm. It's so important that we stay there, and I'll do my best to always handle you properly with dignity, but when you need to slack jerked out, I'm going to jerk it out. And sometimes I'll jerk it as hard as I can, that you can feel it, and that you can make the correction and get where you need to go. Father, we just thank you. There's so much material. We're just going to have to cut here. But I'm thankful this morning for the help to impart to these men and women around the world in their ministries, that they can do a supportive job in their assignment under a strong anointing. I just thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to come in agreement with me. I'm going to Brazil and speak Portuguese, and I can't even speak English. And so I've been trying to practice last night how to say money coming to me in Portuguese. And I pretty well got it, but I'm not going to try to say it now. But I need y'all to be praying about the meeting. Now, we got quite a few. I know the 12 is going, and their wives. I'm glad that they be there to surround me on that turf. We got 10 hours. I have a 10-hour flight ahead of me one way. And see, I want you to get you able. I'm about to say something I don't even talk about. But I want you to get you able to be able to do this. You know, now this trip probably going to cost me about $100,000. I'm going in there with no budget. I think $80,000 to fly my aircraft over there and back. But you see, I trust God. I don't tell the pastor I'm going to or nothing about this, because God always have took care of a budget as long as we do what he tell to do. When I got this plane, I promised him I'd go anywhere he wanted me to go. And so we're going to Brazil, and I want the Brazilians to know that money comes work everywhere. And I think I'm going to be ministering to a bunch of ministers. I'm going to be talking about the greater works, the funding the greater works, the kingdom agenda, the assignment. Money coming carries a kingdom assignment and a kingdom anointing that ministers can have the finances, not only for their ministry, but personally in their lives, to live out the kingship and the priesthood that God wants all ministers to live. I prayed about Brazil, and then he goes, somebody radio not, somebody phone not muted, just coughing in my face, shut the thing off. And so we're going to Brazil. I'm leaving for Brazil.
Tuesday, which is the
Tuesday. I'm leaving four day in the morning myself. Keep us up in prayer. I think it's how many hours difference?
2 hours difference.
All right, now, so Leroy, the internet is gonna be a delay in it, right?
Yes, sir. They are 1 hour ahead of Eastern, 2 hours ahead of Central, 3 hours ahead of Mountain, and 4 hours ahead of Pacific.
All right.
We'll be able to.
Leroy gonna give you some insight on it. I'm gonna turn you back in his hands. Like I told you, my staff, my inner staff, is sitting in my office with me. So I must have a big office, right? Yeah, they're sitting in here, and I wanted them to be in here to hear and see how we do this thing. Leroy tearing some stuff over my desk now, falling because he can't get over here where I am. Come around here, take my seat. I'm about to get up. Come around and do it. God bless you. I'll see you at the next meeting. I know we can do this. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Apostle. We have a few announcements to make. Of course,